Ladybird Readers, King Arthur. Contents. Characters, page 5. Chapter 1, The Old King Dies, page 7. Chapter 2, Do Uther and Igraine Have a Son? Page 10. Chapter 3, Sir Ector Arrives, page 14. Chapter 4, The Sword in the Stone, page 18. Chapter 5, Arthur is King, page 22. Chapter 6, Camelot, a New Castle, page 26. Chapter 7, Arthur and Guinevere, page 31. Chapter 8, The Round Table, page 35. Chapter 9, Lancelot, page 38. Chapter 10, The Lady of the Lake, page 43. Chapter 11, Excalibur, page 46. Activities, page 50. Project, page 62. Glossary, page 63. Characters. Arthur, King Uther Pendragon. Igraine, Sir Ector. Kay, Guinevere. Merlin, Lancelot. Morgan le Fay and her son Mordred. Chapter 1, The Old King Dies. It was very quiet inside King Uther Pendragon's castle. A few people whispered. Nobody spoke loudly.
King Uther is very ill, said the guards to people who came to the castle for news of the old king.
King Uther is dying, people whispered. Who will be the new king of Britain? Uther and Queen Igraine have no son.
Queen Igraine was by her husband's bed. She was watching him with worried eyes.
Do you feel better, dear Uther? She asked him.
No, I don't. I'm old and weak now, King Uther told his wife. And I can't leave my bed. I know that I am dying, my dear. But Merlin will help you, and he is wise, so don't worry.
When the wizard Merlin heard his name, he came to the king's bed and sat with Uther and Igraine. Uther whispered,
Merlin, the time has come. You must fetch our son.
Chapter 2. Do Uther and Igraine have a son? The old king could see the other people in the room. There was his dangerous, clever stepsister, Morgan le Fay, with her son, Mordred, who both practiced magic. Uther closed his eyes. He was too weak to keep them open. Then Uther said loudly,
Our son will be the new king.
Your son? Morgan said. You and Igraine have no son. My son, Mordred, must be the new king.
It's time for me to fetch the boy, thought Merlin. He could remember when, 16 years ago, He took Uther and Igraine's baby, Arthur, to Sir Ector's castle. There, the boy was safe, far from Uther's castle, where dangerous enemies were hiding. Arthur and Kay, Sir Ector's son, grew together like brothers. Only Merlin, Sir Ector, and the king and queen knew who Arthur really was. "Uther," Merlin now said quietly, "I'm here." Uther replied quietly,
"Thank you, wizard. You have helped us through many battles against the Saxons and our other enemies. We trust you. Now it's time for our son to be king."
"I'll look after everything," Merlin whispered. Loudly, Merlin said,
"Please, everyone, come to the stone near the church on Christmas Day. Everything will become clear."
After these words, the king never opened his eyes again. Chapter 3. Sir Ector arrives. A few weeks later, it was Christmas Day. All the knights and important people in the country travelled to the church. Kay and Arthur came with Sir Ector.
"We're old enough to fight great battles with our father," they said as they arrived at the church on their fine horses. Suddenly, Kay shouted, "Where's my sword?"
"You can't fight great battles without your sword, Kay,"
laughed Sir Ector.
"Did you leave it at home?" asked Arthur. "I'll fetch it for you," he said.
Arthur took a different path back to Sir Ector's castle. Suddenly, he saw a sword by the road. He stopped and took it.
"Kay can have this fine sword," Arthur thought. "Here you are," he said to Kay when he found him and Sir Ector.
"Where did you get this?" Kay asked.
"Yes, where did you get that sword?" Merlin asked.
"May I have it?"
"Of course," said Arthur. "I found it by the road."
Sir Ector immediately recognized the wizard.
"Merlin," he said, "do you remember my sons, Kay and Arthur?"
"Yes," Merlin smiled. He walked towards the church, carrying the sword, and said, "Let's meet near the stone in 1 hour." Chapter 4. The Sword in the Stone. All the knights and important people of the country were standing near the stone by the church. There was a beautiful sword in it.
"That's the same sword," thought Arthur.
"Men," Merlin announced, "only the real king of our fine country can pull this sword from this stone. Who can pull it out?"
The men came forward one by one. Nobody could pull the sword out. Two men wearing crowns tried. They had much land and were kings of their countries.
They thought that they could pull the sword out, but they could not. Then Mordred, son of Morgan, tried. He pulled and he pulled, but Mordred could not move the sword.
"Mordred is not the new king," everyone said.
Chapter 5. Arthur is King.
"Perhaps my boys should try," said Sir Ector.
Everyone agreed. Kay could not move the sword, so Arthur walked to the stone. He put his hand on the sword. Arthur pulled, and the sword easily came out of the stone. The sun appeared from behind the clouds as Arthur held the sword up above his head. Merlin stood in front of the excited crowd and announced,
"Countrymen and knights of this fine land, years ago I took King Uther and Queen Igraine's baby boy to Sir Ector's home. Uther's castle wasn't safe. Enemies were everywhere. So, here's your new king, Arthur, son of King Uther Pendragon."
The happy crowd immediately knelt in front of their new king, although Kay, Sir Ector, and Merlin saw Morgan and Mordred leaving quietly with angry faces.
"I thank you with all my heart," Arthur said later to Sir Ector. "You'll always be like a father to me."
Chapter 6. Camelot, a new castle. The new young king was very busy.
"Arthur will lead us through these difficult times. Together, we can protect the peace," people said,
as the Saxons and other enemies started attacking the country again. Arthur built a new castle called Camelot, to the west of Uther's old castle. From here, he could protect his country better. With his knights and soldiers, Arthur left Camelot to fight many battles. Merlin and Kay stayed at the castle to protect it and the many people who lived there. Arthur and his army often fought battles to help their allies. King Leo de Grance was a friend and ally. When a strong enemy attacked his small army, King Leo de Grance needed help fast. Arthur and his men quickly reached a hill that was above the battle. They could see the enemy's many black helmets.
"The enemy are winning! Let's go, men!" shouted Arthur,
and they rode into the battle and helped King Leo de Grance's army defeat the enemy. Arthur fought very bravely. Chapter 7. Arthur and Guinevere. That night, there was a big feast at King Leo de Grance's castle. Here, Arthur met Princess Guinevere, King Leo de Grance's daughter. He thought that she was the most beautiful woman in the land and fell in love immediately. Guinevere also fell in love with the handsome and brave young king. The next spring,
Arthur and Guinevere were married at Camelot. There was a very big feast, and people came from everywhere in the country. They came from King Leo de Grance's kingdom and other places. Uther's stepsister, Morgan le Fay, came too. Merlin knew that King Leo de Grance was a good friend to Uther and Arthur, but he was not happy. He did not trust Guinevere.
"I feel some magic around this beautiful young woman. Why is Morgan here? Is this Morgan's magic spell? I must watch and protect Arthur," Merlin thought.
Chapter 8. The Round Table. King Leo de Grance was kind to Arthur and gave him and Guinevere many wonderful presents. The best present was a big round table made of beautiful wood.
"This is for you, your knights, and your allies to sit around and discuss how to look after your country and protect your people,"
King Leo de Grance told the young king.
"What a fine present," Arthur said. "All these important people and I will sit in a circle, so we'll be equal."
Soon, Arthur had regular meetings at the round table with his knights and with neighbours who were friends and allies. They wanted to work together to protect their kingdoms from enemies. They became known as the Knights of the Round Table. Each man made a special promise to Arthur and the other knights.
"Together, we'll protect our lands and people," they said.
Merlin watched everything carefully. One night, there was a big storm, and Merlin was worried. "Is this a storm?" he asked himself. "Or a magic message? We must be careful of our enemies." Chapter 9. Lancelot.
"It's summer. We've defeated the Saxons, and there's peace in the kingdom. So let's plan a feast and a tournament," Arthur said to Guinevere.
The day of the tournament arrived. Many fine knights duelled well, but Arthur won every joust that he fought. Then another knight arrived.
"Who's that horseman?" everyone asked. "Look, he might be a better horseman than Arthur."
Arthur and the horseman duelled bravely, but they were equal in skill. So the two men got down from their horses and fought with their swords. They both fought well, and neither man won.
"Take off your helmet, my friend," said Arthur. "You fight well, and you're the champion today. Who are you?"
"I'm Lancelot of Brittany," replied the man. "I'd like to be one of your knights and join the round table."
"You're welcome," said Arthur, and he made Lancelot a knight.
Merlin could see that Lancelot was watching Guinevere, and Guinevere was watching Lancelot.
Thought the wizard. "I'll protect Arthur. Perhaps this is Morgan's work."
Chapter 10.
the Lady of the Lake. Later, Arthur showed Merlin his sword.
This is the sword that I love and which I took from the stone. Look, Merlin, it's broken, he said, a little sadly.
Don't worry, Arthur. This sword has done its work, the wizard replied.
Merlin continued, This sword showed people that you are Arthur, son of Uther, and our new king. There's another sword for you now. Ride with me tonight.
That night, they travelled together to a wild lake that Arthur did not know. Merlin was silent as they walked through big trees that grew all around the lake. Then Merlin put Arthur into a boat, which he pushed into deep water.
The Lady of the Lake will meet you and give you a special sword, he said. Take it, Arthur.
Suddenly, a woman's arm came out of the water, holding a fine sword. Arthur took the sword, and the woman's arm slowly disappeared back into the water.
Chapter 11. Excalibur. When Arthur reached the edge of the lake with the sword, the wizard told him,
This sword is yours, Arthur. It will stay with you always. It will protect you and help you to protect the kingdom. It is called Excalibur.
Excalibur, you're the most beautiful sword in the world, Arthur whispered to his new sword.
Thank you, wise Merlin, he added. The kingdom, its people, and the Knights of the Round Table will be safe for a long time with this sword. Arthur and Merlin rode home through the night. When they reached Camelot, the knights said,
Where were you? We were worried.
Sorry, the young king answered. We had to go and fetch Excalibur.
Excalibur? They all asked.
Yes, look. Excalibur is my fine new sword that will keep us safe from enemies and magic spells. Excalibur will help defend us all. Me, my young queen Guinevere, the Knights of the Round Table, and our lands. The sun came out as Arthur held Excalibur up above his head.